Blog Talk Radio.
I was told the true definition of a man was to never cry, work till you're tired, got to provide. Always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering, trying to give you what I never had.
Say I don't know how to love you, babe,
well life ain't show me the way. I keep my feelings deep inside, I channel them with my pride. I'm trying desperately, baby, just
teach
work
me
with me.
Love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell to anyone else. Just keep it to myself. Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings. It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how. I'm trying desperately, baby. Please work with me.
Show me the way to surrender
my heart.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings, family. I pray that all is well. It is your sister, Denise Renee Muhammad, coming on live for another edition of the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself and my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. And tonight's topic is self-love, self-love, the greatest medicine. So we're going to get right into the topic. I'm going to bring on my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. Are you there, sir? So he can lay the base for our show tonight.
tent.
Assalamu alaikum.
We're like my salam family. How's the family?
Yes,
how's everybody doing?
We are fine.
I pray
we are feeling
it's cold.
Wonderful.
It's cold. It's cold here. A lot of, well, matter of fact, you know, it's and that's a part of, I mean, if we understand the time and particularly those of us that are in our 40s and 50s and stuff, we can remember how the weather was different for us growing up, and we tell our children,
mm-hmm.
well, back then, you know, and we remind each other, and so we can see that the dispensation of time that we are in, it is dangerous.
Yes, sir.
And if we don't have certain abilities, you know, and certain knowledge and certain love, you know, we will fall victim to that danger because it's the
right.
bright lights and it's in what I call Lot's wife syndrome. It's
mm-hmm.
on the way to wherever your path is going. Having that want to turn around to look back for whatever reason. See, and that's what self, a lot of us think we love ourselves. And we can look
right.
at ourselves and we love our, oh, I love you and this. But we turn around and eat something that we know it's labeled.
Mm-hmm.
The person that makes the product labels it
right.
as junk food. They don't even label it as food. We call it food.
Exactly.
Soda chips, that's not for, see, or putting on some toxic makeup to make yourself look better.
Mm-hmm.
Or just totally rearranging who you are. Some people go to the gym, and when they show pictures of them today, they look nothing like. These are examples of lack of self-love, and I say that because there is a right and a wrong way to love yourself. It's no just how I'm doing it myself. Because
right.
when we look at love, to get to love, we got to go to the originator of love, which is God.
Mm.
See, so
come on now.
God's
the root of it.
Right. Because we, even though we use, and it's carnal uses to the word love, but the origination of the idea of love is rooted in God because God is love. And in mathematics, the word I is equivalent to the sign, the equal sign.
Right.
So God is, there is no love without God. And I want to open with this scripture, man. 1 Corinthians
yes, sir.
Chapter 13, verse 2. And it says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all of God's mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing.
Absolutely. Come on.
Did you hear what
yes,
I say?
Sir.
This ain't me.
Yes, sir.
See,
yes,
and
sir.
This is going into the importance of this show. Like I said, it's not just about saying I love you to yourself. It's not just about,
right.
You know, making yourself look good or feeling good about yourself. It's taking a look at our actions. It's taking a look at our present health status. Am I hypertensive? And do I got high blood pressure? Am I diabetic,
right.
pre-diabetic? Am I obese, overweight? Am I suffering from cancer, lupus, HIV? See, we
mm-hmm.
got to take a look
mm-hmm.
at our present. And this is going into if you really love yourself. And it's okay if the answer is I don't.
Mm-hmm.
because we can fix that. Right, but
exactly.
We can't fake ourselves out. We can't, because the greatest medicine, you are, you won't be able to come out of that condition unless you look at yourself and you honestly answer, do I presently love myself? If I don't, is that why I'm sick? Is that why I'm broke? Is that why I'm this or that? See, now we can go into and get love. It's easy because it's rooted in God.
Right.
And God ain't no mystery. So we not looking for no apple in the sky, no pie in the sky. We not waiting until after you die, because we know that the temple of God is right here, is your specific body.
Right.
So when we going to look at self-love as the greatest medicine, to do what? To heal you, to make you healthy, to make you full of life, to make you be able to manifest your power, to make you be the God that you are. And if you are not the God that you are right now, then you don't have self-love, because love is God. You can't say you love yourself and not say that you are God, because if you do, then you don't love yourself. See, so we looking at, if I have the gift of prophecy, if I can fathom all of the mysteries, I can go and tell you Pluto, I can tell you about Mars, I can tell you about the Earth mantle, and going into how the atom is made and how it rotates. And I can fathom all of the mysteries and have all the knowledge, and I can speak the birds and languages. And if I have the faith that can say to the mountain, move, and the mountain moves, but I don't have love, I am nothing, because you are not God.
Exactly.
Because God is love. See, so when we look in that self-love, and this is where the importance of these life essences and or the essential oils, as we are transitioning our language from essential oils to life essences, is life essences also known as essential oils. See, we have things that can help us categorically, successfully, without any side effects, to change our minds so we can change our lives, so we can make manifest self-love and become the God that we are. And then all God has to do is say be, and things become.
Exactly.
So when we look in that speaking into existence, our ideas, man, self-love is the greatest medicine. The medicine for what? For your weakness, man. The medicine for what?
Right.
For you being scared. The medicine for what? For our disunity. What is the greatest thing we look at?
Right, for our inaction, because love is an action word. Love is duty. Duty means you're doing something.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
So when we looking at developing, see, we looking at taking a look at our life and our conduct and our activities and being honest with ourselves. Am I doing any activity that is detrimental to my health?
Right.
Do I know that this lipstick is poisonous, yet I'm still using it and don't know how or why? Am I you drinking these sodas, and I know because I can read the ingredients and I can Google search the ingredients, so I can easily find out if any of the ingredients are toxic or poisonous. So I know that the sodas are, because I've seen the yellow dye and this and that, and carbon the stuff that make bubbles is poison. That's what the See, so am I eating this junk food that I know? See, and if that's where the oils come in, with these life essences come in, family, and for the listening audience, when we are stuck on the cycle and our activities are hijacked by detrimental things because we don't know how to stop or why we are doing it. We can't get it, the power in ourselves. Well, I ain't saying take no, I'm saying that these life essences, you can pop the test. What you got to do for it? If a person, say for instance, obesity is that's our number. Almost every black woman is, according to the statistics. And this, don't give us that BMI bull crap. You know you fat if you fat, man. We ain't talking about muscle. We talking about fat. You know if you fat, man or woman, you don't need your doctor to tell you. If you bigger than you was 3 years, 1 year, you, come on now. So we saying, we looking at obesity as a number one a cause of a lot of our illnesses and the inability to. So if a person has a problem mentally, they love themselves, but they can't stop. I love myself, sis, but I don't know how. This cake calling me, man. I'm addicted to the sugar. I'm addicted to the sugar. That's a molecule away from cocaine. I'm addicted to a drug. What can I use to help me kick this detrimental habit so I can manifest self-love?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Peppermint oil is one of the oils that helps with satiety. And it also helps with sugar addiction. So when you inhale, just unscrew the top. You don't even have to put a drop in your hand if you don't want to. You can just unscrew the top, inhale, and within 22 seconds, it goes to the limbic part of your brain, the center of your emotions, your satiety center. It goes directly there within 22 seconds, and it's going to help you to give you that feeling of fullness so that you won't overeat, so that you won't have those, you know, so that you can break those sugar cravings and whatever other craving you have. And that's just how powerful it is. It's not abracadabra. It's science.
Yes, the science. See, and that's in for our family, man. Please understand. My sister has clients. She gets consultations. We share not the peak because we definitely believe in confidentiality. But as healers, we cross reference the situation to see if each other has an answer. And as all professionals do, that's what they do when they have them little meetings and stuff, and they go and so they sit down. I mean, but this is what you do. So we know in the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people that love themselves to a degree. They think they love themselves, but are dying. And love of self and dying does not go together, because unless you are born with it, then you have to cause your death, which is on the death certificate, cause of death.
Right.
It's never old age. That's not a cause of, you can't live. There's no such category as old age. We talk about thousands. You got, so before you old. See, we just, and that's what I really wanted to focus on this, you know, we wanted to bring is do we really love ourselves? Because it's the greatest medicine. But if I'm sick, if I'm sad, depressed, if I'm motionless, if I'm fearful, if I'm all of these low energy things, if I'm broke, if I'm crying, if I'm on the blame game, do I really love myself?
Right.
Is that really self-love? Because self-love is God empowering. That activates and empowers the God force and power that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's creative. That's
right.
So that's the universe submits to that. So you never, it's no such thing. So I mean, that's why it's the greatest medicine. Self love is the greatest medicine to me, because, like I said, God is love. So when you when we reach that level of self love within self, that's that full activation of that God that you are.
Right, right. And Brother Sean, I was, thinking before the show and jotting down some notes, and I was thinking about how in the Quran, we're told to keep our duty to Allah, you know, and love is an action word. Love is duty. So, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that every time you look at a black man or woman, you're looking at God. So when you see your reflection, your reflection is the first thing you see in the morning. So we have to be able to, when we look at ourselves, we have to see ourselves as God, because that's what we are. Even though, you know, we may fall short in certain areas, and you may not feel like that, but we are gods. We are made in His image and His likeness. So how would we treat God? You know, and how will we treat ourselves? Because duty, it starts with, if you're keeping your duty to Allah, you're keeping your duty to yourself. You know, and duty, the definition of duty is something that one is expected or required to do by moral or legal obligation. So we're this is an obligation to love ourselves. It's our duty to ourselves. You know, and what are the consequences of default in duty? When we default in duty, what happens? We get sick, we get diseases, and we eventually kill ourselves, because there is no set time for us to die. Allah doesn't have a time for each one of us to die. We can pick the time we want to go. And I want to go when there's nothing left for me to do after I've exhausted everything. You know, so we have to make better choices. And we really have to, take these preventative measures with these essential oils and how to eat to live and exercise. It's all holistic. It's a holistic approach so that we can extend our lives and have abundant life.
You know what, sis? All praises due to Allah, man. Family, I'm going to tell y'all something. The only people wear crosses, dhikr beads. The Muslims wear the dhikr beads. The Christians wear the crosses. The Jews wear the yarmulkes, and they have their beads. I forget what the name of them is. You got churches, mosques, synagogues, you got Bibles, you got kufis, you got all these things to remind you of God.
Right.
All you got to do is go look at your damn self.
Exactly.
Oh, you got, man, exactly. Listen to me, family. You got dick, you got a hundred, you got dick, come on, I'm keeping it. You looking at something that somebody made to remind you of God, and you got what He created, which is His image and likeness in you. And we see, that's the self-love. Do you love yourself enough that when you look at your reflection, you see God? Do you love yourself? Man, and if you don't, for whatever reason, whether you think it's sacrilege, shirt, or making the garbage, that's your dumbass fault. Excuse my life. Because we got scripture where He, God, the creator of us, classified us as gods, man. So it don't matter what no silly ass person think, when the man, the creator of us, classified us as that. Just like He classified the fowl of the air as fowl of the air. We didn't do that in the fish of the sea. He classified that. And in that, He created us from his greatness, from his power, giving us dominion over everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, so we see these are games, man. Look at the psychological game that a person has to remind him of God. When you, like you said, the first thing you look at when you get up is yourself, because you go in the bathroom and you pass the mirror.
Right.
How you, and then you go put on beads, and you go put on a kufi or a yarmulke, and you go get your Bible and your Quran. When you God, you got to do the walking temple of God, not no goddamn artifact. See, those people that created them things didn't have the knowledge that we got now, that, like you said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when you looking at the black man, woman, the child, you looking at Allah. Those people that made them beads and those yarmulkes and those hats, they didn't know that then. See, they didn't have that self-love. We got it now.
Right.
We must exercise it. Do you love yourself enough that when you look at yourself, you see God, because God is love? So you, it's impossible for you to say you love yourself and you don't see God. Man, you lying. And that's where we got to get to so we can wake up.
Exactly.
We got to get down to the root. God is love. There's a science called self-love. So if God is love, when you see the word love, you see the word God. So instead of self-love, it's self-God. Come on, man. Love is equal to God. So when they say we talking about self-love, you got to be talking about self-God.
God, wow. Wow.
And if you can't, maybe that's why your body has lost the ability to heal itself. Maybe that's why your body has lost the ability to manifest power. Because God is force and power. And if you don't see yourself as God, you might not have enough force and power.
That's powerful.
But we have life essences that are designed to activate, not control. See, this is not a psychotropic drug. And those are the lithium and Xanax and Prozac. See, these are psychotropic drugs, man. Develop not just to control, not because your brain is already activated. So it wants to control them parts of your brain. These life essences activate so you can control it. See, that part of your brain is inactive. This go to the God part of your brain that gives you the ability to control yourself.
Yes, it goes to that part that regulates your heartbeat, your breathing. So who's regulating that? We're not doing it. We're not doing it. So that's that God center.
That's where it goes at. And that's where our life and death is at. The ability for us to control ourselves, to eat, to live, and to lead an active lifestyle.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Brother Sean.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Going to say, if anyone has a comment or a question, you can press 1 and I'll bring you into the queue. Go ahead, Brother Sean.
Yeah, because that's the, and for those that's listening, I mean, please know the references for, but what I'm saying is based, and what we're saying is based on that, yes, there are seven actual causes of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this almost accounts for 100% of the mortality rates here in America. And
right.
Out of these seven, three are like 70 to 80% of the deaths. Cigarette is number one. Poor diet, lack of exercise is number two. Alcohol is number three. And these are self-love issues. A person that loves themselves would not smoke, would not drink, would eat to live, and would exercise. So if you don't smoke, family, if you don't drink, and you are still unhealthy, if you are still on the path to your premature death instead of on the journey to your abundant life, then it's not a mystery. It's not God. No, because listen to me. When you die, they examine you to find out why.
Right.
So, and they saying that almost everybody is, if, so if you say, oh, I'm not a smoker and I'm not a drinker, but I still have chronic, it's because poor diet and lack of exercise is the number two actual cause of death.
Wow.
And you can't see, and that's rooted in if I really love myself, being honest.
Wow.
Because
loving myself.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Bring them on.
Okay. Area code 540-5520. Okay. You're on the queue. You're in the queue. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, Sister Denise Muhammad, Brother Sean Ali, Sister Abu Bakr, calling from Virginia, and
yes, sir, Brother Abu.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening to the both of you, and I just want to make
good
a slight
evening.
Comment. I'll get off the. I'll put my mic down, so to speak. With respect, I want to beg to differ with you just a little bit. I could be one-track minded. The bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, is what you're saying is you're shedding a lot of light, and I concur with a lot of it. But the bottom line for me is, I get, like I said, I'm one-track minded, and sometimes I get stuck on stupid. I think our lack of love for ourselves, some of us, is due to the overdose of the man of addition, so-called civilization. Now, I'll get off the mic, and I would like for you all to elaborate on that. You have a good night. Some of them.
Yes, sir. Well, and yes, you're not wrong. You're not even differing, because it's not one direct call. I mean, as we, I've learned this, you know, all of us, we all suffering from the destruction. I don't care where you from. They almost killed all the Aborigines. Almost all the indigenous so-called Indians are destroyed. We got brothers and sisters that come over here from the motherland, and they speak in French, Dutch, English, German. So we've been totally destroyed one way or another by the Europeans, our enemies. And the one thing that they did across the board was destroy self-love in whatever ways that they could. So you're right. And by destroying our predecessors and all of that, that's why we love the show and open it up so we can all share our, we can look at the science and then we can share our, and that's what scientists do. That's how they develop information about something. They'll notice a problem, and once they put it out there and everybody from different circumstances add to it, now they can, that's how they draw their theories on what causes it and what doesn't. So that's, you know, we love the fact that, I'm not going to say you're wrong because you're God. we appreciate your science. I mean, go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
No, sir. I agree with, you know, what you were saying. it's no one set answer. Definitely, what we've been through as a people contributes to that, you know, that lack of self-love, that we were stripped of our name, our language, our culture, our God, our religion. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Brother Abu. That is a part of it.
Right. And that's how we come up with a solution, too. So we scientifically working the problem instead of just addressing the problem. That's why we say join us and join in, because this is a science.
Right.
So we all scientists. You know you. I don't know. I don't know. I know me. Only Sister Denise can say what is her level of self. We all got our own individual, just like food. We can't eat. See, we can sit down and we can have a refrigerator or cabinetry full of the same food, but what you need from that cabinetry might not be what I need at the same time.
Exactly.
So you're going to pull according to what you need, just like me. So we want to open the cabinetry to the science of self-love to say, hey, man, this is some of the concepts that we've learned about the love and self-love. But I do know ultimately we have never passed down. We've passed down soul food. We've passed down Juneteenth. We've passed down roots. We've passed down certain things, but we have never we passed on Bibles. Some people got family Bibles to slavery. We got family heirloom passing on, but we have never passed on self-love, and we have never passed on you are God.
Right.
And you look today at our children, they have no self-love and there's no God. There's no unity. See, we look at
those of us that know that, that's where we come in to bridge that gap, to break that cycle.
Exactly. And I told you, sis, for the audience, I'm telling you, man, sis pushed me and I pushed, and I told her she's working on the book. But she, just like all of us, we got other things that draws just as much of our attention as what we doing for business wise or whatever.
Right.
And I said, for all of us that know how to heal, the blood of our people is on our hands because they are waiting for this knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Then I said, and that's why we love doing this show. Because no matter what, I don't care how many tuners we have, whoever tunes in, that we are talking to you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Whoever tunes in, man, we love you. We are talking to you.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you. We accept you. We just want for you that which we want for ourselves, and we try to use this show to show and prove that.
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah. Give us another oil, sis. You gave us peppermint, man. I want to manifest self-love, but I don't know how to stop smoking cigarettes. That's the number one killer. So what can I use?
Right.
Because this patch don't work. I put it on, I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm just saying what I've heard.
Yes.
I used to, but the messenger said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, on one end is fire and on the other end is a fool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, that peppermint is going to help with that. And we also have a blend. It's called Thieves Essential Oil, and it's a blend of several powerful oils, cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, and several other oils in that blend that will help you get rid of that craving. And how you use it is you can diffuse it, or you can directly inhale it, or you can ingest it, and it helps to curb that craving, those cravings for the cigarettes or the sweets or the pies, the cakes, the cookies. It helps you because it goes, as I said earlier, to the satiety part of your brain, to where it makes you feel full and makes you, you know, not want that cigarette or that cake or that cookie. And our sense of smell is the only sense that's linked directly to our brain. So within 22 seconds, it goes to that limbic center of your brain, and it helps you to curb that craving. So whenever you have that craving, instead of going ahead and reaching for the cigarette, pull out your bottle of thieves oil or peppermint oil and inhale it. And within 22 seconds, you're going to get that feeling of satiety.
Right. So, yeah, and that's where
I mean, it's just that simple. It's not, you know, it's not complicated. It's not a long, drawn-out process. It works because the essential oils is the only, well, not the only thing, but it's the fastest way because it goes to the, through, it's able to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And it goes directly to your cells within 22 seconds.
Wow. See, and that's important because, you know, we like you say, we in the time, man. For those that's listening, I just want to say, I want to, because next week I think we're going to go into, see, y'all, we don't understand how important these oils are. And when you're looking at versus everything else, you got a headache, you go get your Tylenol, your aspirin, such and such. But those are, they have side effects.
Exactly.
Yes, they
and
do help with your headache.
No side effects.
Right.
No side effects. And you're not compromising your digestive system, whereas you pop a Tylenol or aspirin or Advil, your digestive system is going to work. And we're taught once your stomach is gone, your digestive system is gone, that's it. Yeah, there's no coming back from that. There's no stomach replacement. So these essential oils, you get the benefit of them without compromising your digestive system. You don't even have to ingest it to get the benefits. You can diffuse it, you can inhale it, you can apply it topically, and you're not going to activate your digestive system. And that's important for us that are practicing how to eat to live and eat one meal a day or one meal every other day. You know, we're not activating our digestive system, but you still get the health benefits from the essential oils. And a lot of, and all of these oils, most of them have herbs like sage. You can get that in a herb, but the oil is 100 times more potent and more powerful than the dried herb.
Exactly.
So that's just how powerful they are. And all you need is a drop. You don't need, you know, they don't come in big, huge family-size containers. You know, we used to go into the dollar store and buying family size everything, super size everything, but these essential oils come in 5 milliliter and 15 milliliter bottles because you don't need a lot. All you need is a drop. A drop a day keeps the doctor away.
Right. Right. And that there is, you know, the doctors are killing us, family. I mean, that's it, and I hope people understand this, man, really, that we basing this on what we know from the other sciences. This is not just like we, I mean, I went to school for this. It's like, man, I'm telling you, these doctors are killing us. The third leading cause last year of death was medical errors. And it surpassed respiratory disorders as the third leading cause of death, meaning that these doctors, over 12 million people were misdiagnosed last year. That's the report. Over 12 million people were misdiagnosed last. Many of us have horror stories of one of our loved ones being butchered or some other crap by one of them. In the military, that was a joke. You don't never want to get sick and go to their doctors. The doctors, they've always had jokes about how they mess people up in surgery, certain hospitals. Right, don't go there.
Right.
See? But we, instead of doing, we just accepted this and lived with this. See, that's that old paradigm. This is that new health paradigm shift that, man, look, I'm not even concerned about what other people are doing. I have to answer for what I'm doing. So I know that there's a reason why I was led to, we all do what we all do. Musicians, you go into music because that was something you've been doing your whole, you just had a natural instinct for that. Artists, they have a natural instinct from that. You know, big people that are carpenters, they always had a natural, I'm not talking about no sports because that's white, that's bull crap. That's not no natural instinct. Because basketball ain't been around, but we've been living in houses since we've been here. So carpentry has been around. Basketball ain't in the Bible, but Jesus' daddy was a carpenter. So we see gardening.
Wow.
See, these are things, right? You feel me? So what? I'm just saying with these essential life elements. These life essences, they are what we have always used from the hieroglyphs. You can find these same life essences in the hieroglyphs. They're in the Bible. Frankincense, myrrh. This is what the wise men bought. That's right.
Cedar,
the wise men bought some of this, man. Come on.
Yes.
Right. See?
And they give you in there some rosemary. It's great for mental clarity and concentration. And that's what we need, mental clarity, so that we can see ourselves clearly in order to love ourselves, you know. And that's what's wrong. A lot of us aren't. We wake up with groggy and brain fog and grouchy and irritated. And you just woke up and you irritated. You can pop the top on the rosemary and gain some mental clarity in the morning so you can go about your day with a better, you know, a better disposition and attitude.
Wow. See, and that's, and just like that aspirin is temporary.
Right.
Just like, you know, that's, you know, it's something that you're using while your practice makes perfect. So.
Exactly.
The science says when you practice something. Listen, fam. Listen now. Look, when you practice something, your brain creates the neurons and fibers that of that which you are practicing. See, that's why when you see somebody that is great at something and they tell you to practice, man, I did this, I practiced 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, I lived it, ate it. See, when you practice something, your brain creates the neurons. It creates neurons of what you are practicing.
Right.
Exactly. So if you are practicing self-love, you have to be practicing self-God, because God is love. So if you are practicing God, see, this is what I don't see. If you are practicing Muslim,
right,
your brain, if you are practicing, this is what you see. And you can't be a practicing Muslim without being a practicing God, because you are what you submit to. And if you are submitting to Allah, you become that which you submit to. And then Allah, when He created us, He told everything to bow down, and they bow down except that fiery Iblis. So if you don't bow down and recognize the God that you are classifying yourself just like Iblis.
Right.
That refuse to bow to the God in man. Don't be your own Iblis and refuse to bow to the God that you are. See, the only thing that didn't submit to the God in you was Iblis.
Right.
So if you don't submit to the God that you are, you become your own endless. Is that why you sick? Is that why you keep getting sick? Is that why you can't heal? Is that why you powerless? Is that why you scared? Is that why you going through the changes and the obstacles and all these tests? Man, you keep saying it's a test from God. But what, man, how many? Listen to me. All right. Okay. All right. That's how you want to classify it so you can get through it. That's on you, man. But you are God.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't see that, you do not have self-love. You are black. You love your blackness because your mom and dad were black. Come on, don't give me
that's
this foolishness.
Right.
This talk about black power.
That's
black
right.
is beautiful. I love my blackness because my mom and dad were black because I'm black. Well, God damn it, God is your father. Love that. Go beyond. Go to yourself. That's not yourself. That's the vehicle that houses God. Because when God saw
right.
that there was no one to till the land, He made a mist to come over the earth. And from that black mud, He fashioned us into shape. But we were formed and lifeless until He breathed into us. His spirit and man became a living soul. So we can't go, we got to go deeper than the black. See,
right.
To have self-love. And when you need help to go past that white man on the cross on your picture, when you need help to go past I'm an African American, when you need help to go past I'm a nigga or I'm a bad bitch, when you need help to go past I can't look at myself without a weed, when you need help I need to put down the cigarette, the beer, the Molly or whatever. When you need help to say, hey, I don't have to, I'm not scared to quit my job because I don't want to work for my enemy. See, when you need help to get yourself together, because a lot of us go to work slaving for the same goddamn people that's killing us because we scared to go do for self. Because you don't believe in God, the God in you. And all you got to do is do it in the universe. The angels are waiting to submit to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you need help, when you need help to stop participating in your own oppression, we got some essential life essences that will help you to activate that part of your brain to give you control over it instead of you being ran by your emotions.
So, exactly. Emotionally hijacked. I like that term, Brother Sean.
Emotionally hijacked, man. By fear, by anger, by indecision, by doubt, by lust, by envy.
Jealousy, all of those low frequency states, you know.
And you don't need no. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead, get it.
One more oil I wanted to share before we have like 5 minutes left.
Oh wow! Go ahead, yes, ma'am.
Frankincense. It's known as the holy anointing oil, and that was one of the oils was mentioned in the Bible. And this one stimulates the limbic part of your brain as well, which elevates your mood and helps you to overcome stress and despair. You know, a lot of us walk around in despair because, you know, lack of self-love. It all goes back to a lack of self-love and, you know, just the everyday life and things that we have to go through living in this world. You know, we're always, some of us are in despair and hopeless and all that kind of stuff, but frankincense definitely is one that you want to invest in because it's actually great for your overall health as well, your mental, emotional, and physical health.
I know I need that sometimes.
Shit.
Yes, sir. I'm telling y'all something, man. Since they don't know this next move that's ready happen with this school, man. They don't see.
When you
are stuck with no food, when you stuck with hungry children, and you might be snowed in. Or for whatever reason, and you can't go nowhere, your mind is the only thing that makes that situation good or bad. So when you have an element that's in a 5-milliliter bottle that can fit in that coin pocket,
right,
and you can pull it out, and you and your children can at least not worry about eating. See, when you angry, the decisions and plans and thoughts you make aren't the same as if you are happy.
Right.
When you
we have a caller. I want to catch this caller before we have to get. We have 2 minutes. Area code 617-8483. You are in the queue.
Like I'm almost about to come back out of the queue. I said, all right. This is Susan. How you all doing?
Fine. How are you, sis?
I'm doing fine. I'm here sewing, so that's why I figured I'm just going to listen. But I just have a friend that keeps forgetting things. I'm just wondering if there's any oil for, I can just sort of say memory loss, you know what I mean? Or forget, you know, every time you think about something, she's forgetting where she did and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. Rosemary is excellent for that.
Rosemary. Okay, then. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Rosemary essential oil. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have another question or anything else you wanted to ask?
No, I'm just going back on mute so I can finish sewing.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
And my website, I wanted to give that to you all before we go, is bit.ly/DeniseR.Oils, bit.ly/DeniseR.Oils. I also have books available on Amazon. You just type my name in the search, and they will come up, and Brother Sean as well. You can give your information.
Sean Ali, Supreme Health and Fitness by Sean Ali. We're in the yellow pages. you can find me on the website, www.SeanAliWellnessProgram. on Facebook, Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, all of the social networks. And, of course, every Tuesday, this is the best place to get us right here.
Right here live.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Family, our show has ended. We appreciate you all for tuning in. And those that listen on the replay, we appreciate you as well. Again, if you have any questions, you can contact both of us on Facebook. And our products are available on Amazon and the website that we stated earlier. All right, peace and blessings, family. Enjoy the rest of your night. Assalamu alaikum.